All right, hi everybody, this is Justin Miller. In studio we have today Brad Baird and his guitarist, what's his name again?
Yanni.
And he's playing tonight at TT and the Bears in Cambridge, Mass at...
9:30, 9:50.
And it's $8 to get in. It's right off the red line, green line to red line, Park Street, by the way. And it is $8 to get in. And he's coming in because he has a new album coming out called The Ever-Changing Picture. And you can get that in stores. And if you go to his shows live, they have a special EP that has 4 songs on it, which is what we've been looping for the past, 20 minutes. It's really good. And he's going to come in and he's going to play a couple songs. And then we're going to talk a little bit.
Cool,
so,
man.
It's all up to you now.
Thanks for having us here, man. We'll play a couple tunes and I guess chit-chat for a bit, huh?
Great.
All right, this is a song called Gold. It's off a record that we have out in stores called The Ever-Changing Picture.
Thank you. What was that song called?
Song called Gold. It's a record that's been in stores for close to a year. It got distributed through Navarre, and it's in most retail stores nationally.
And
that whole thing.
Did I see that you were on MTV? Is that true?
I had a few songs on this TV show called There and Back.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Ashley Parker, Angel, whatever the dude's name is. It's a pretty popular show.
I've seen you before.
Shows, so it's like I had a few instrumental tracks.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And
in the background.
And you also, like I said before, you have the EP that you can go get when you're at the shows, which is really good, by the way.
Yeah, thank you, man.
I listened to it.
The EP is something that, just some unreleased tracks
I've
had for a while that I figured, you know what, let me get a quick sheen on them. As far as a quick mastering and just kind of put it out at live shows people to enjoy. And
yeah, definitely. I mean, I know the number 4 song is on your MySpace, which is MySpace/ Brad Bird Sound.
Yeah.
And it's with a Y, it's not with an I. So that's the tricky part, I guess. It's Brad, BYRD Sound. And you got 4 songs and then you got 2 that you can download, or 1?
I'm always changing things, 2. I guess, on MySpace, but it's like, as far as like downloading, it's like, there's 2 songs on there right now currently you can download. 2 songs from the Ever-Changing Picture.
You have no idea how important that is to college students now, because, you know, like the firewalls with all the illegal downloading stuff like that, so you can't like download any music anymore. So whenever you have a free track, you
kind
of jump on. Yeah, you can't use LimeWire. You have to use iTunes to pay 99 cents for a song. You know, so, and it's good because it's a great way to discover bands. Like I discovered you through MySpace. Now I saw on your MySpace it says you're from 3 different places. Where are you actually from?
Yeah, I grew up in the North Shore of Boston until I was 18.
So
then I went to Syracuse University to college and lived in Manhattan for like 5-6 years and moved out to LA for 4 years. So now I'm back here in this area, just kind of.
What do you think about LA?
Torn around. LA was fun.
You liked it? Is that where you started music, or did you start in Boston? And
I pretty much like began like really doing music like full time when I moved out to LA.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like New York was kind of like the day job and the music on the side thing. But moved out to LA and just, you know.
I'm glad you're from Boston, because it's funny. Like it's a new show. I just started this, and bands are coming, and it's great. And it's funny though, because since it's like not really, it's a new show, and it's a small college. It's weird that we've had no local acts yet. They're all from different countries and across across the country too. Like Maryland was the closest that we had up until
now. I mean, I've noticed a couple of guys on there that I've definitely heard their names before.
Yeah.
So definitely some
all
cool acts.
Very, very, very nice people too, which is really cool to see. You know,
it's all about.
All right, I've talked.
The vibe.
I've talked way too much, and they're not here to hear me talk. So I'm gonna let you guys play another song.
All right, cool.
Which song are you gonna play? And off of the album too.
As I Wonder.
Yeah.
All right, great.
All right, this is an unreleased song. I guess I should probably be playing more released songs.
Even wanting more, I guess.
Anyway, this is a new song that I'm working on in the studio actually right now. With this guy Yanni, who's Yanni Embar, amazing guitar player, who
with me today. What are you using today, by the way? Is that a Fender?
That's a Fender.
And
that's a Fender Telecaster.
What year?
Brand new.
Oh wow!
I got it from the box.
It looks
like 2 minutes ago.
Really?
Yeah, I bought it like a couple of months ago.
Oh yeah, you like it?
That's amazing guitar. Amazing.
Yeah.
I kind of have a nice blend.
Yeah, definitely.
My electric and brass.
Old and new.
Yeah, the acoustic. Electric duo show is like something that we've grown into, like realizing that it sort of works. Thank you.
That's very nice. And that was an unreleased track, right? And you're working on that in the studio?
Yeah, that's a song that I'm working on right now in the studio.
So there is a new album coming out.
I don't know about, Al, I'm just trying to record songs and just trying to play a lot and just, that whole sort of indie approach to things, just trying to play as much as I can and, records sell, they sell. If they don't, they don't. I mean, it's just things have changed so much that it's like, I don't even know how to like think about it as far as like, hey, this is a new record that's coming out. I mean, what does that even mean? I'm just looking to put out like 4, 5, 6 song EPs.
Like EPs are like the big thing in indie music.
Like every 6 months or something, unless it calls for a record and there's a budget to make a record. I mean, it's just, there's so many different factors that come into it.
And you said you're recording, I mean, what studio recording? Are you just doing it in your house or are you doing it in an actual studio?
I'm working in a bunch of different studios and taking some files to different studios and stuff like that. Just kind of jumping around a little bit and just trying to work with a few different people. I mean, I'm new back here in the area, so I'm still getting to know a lot of people in the Boston area and some really great people.
Great city for music, by the way. If you want to get a name out there for indie music, it's a great place to be right now. I mean,
as they say, Boston's like a really cool up and coming indie scene. So
have you played at TT's yet or before?
I played there once before for a Katrina benefit solo. Yeah,
that whole area, like it's like literally 3 or 4 different venues. But Mid East, Up Down, first floor, second floor. This is like 4 or 5 different places in that like one corner that you can play in Cambridge, and you got Paradise, and then you got Axis and Avalon and stuff like that. It's great. Now, last band that came in, Page France. I like to ask their influences.
It's pretty much just like I'm influenced 100% by just like Bon Jovi and Def Leppard.
Oh, I was thinking
Poison. Man, that first album.
Yeah, I can see a little Whitesnake in your music.
But I am. I'd be. Of course, I mean, you're influenced by.
Yeah.
I mean, it is kind of a weird question. I mean, I'm influenced by everything, man.
Yeah.
Everything that's out there.
I see a lot
there.
Of Dylan, and I don't like to compare. I don't want to compare you to anybody because it's kind of almost an insult. But I see a lot of Pete Yorn in you too.
Yeah.
I'm just about to say it.
Pete Yorn.
I wonder if I've heard that before.
Are you saying that sarcastically?
You used to go to school. With
Yeah, Pete and I went to college together.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I went to Syracuse University. So.
Wow.
Good friends.
But yeah, he's somebody that I would jam with in college and kind of got the music bug and just kind of.
Wow, that's a story.
Ever since college, just kind of started writing my own songs and stuff like that, and just over the past few years, just kind of.
Yeah, he's great. I see a lot of correlations between like you and James, and not James Dillon, Dylan.
I'll take that, I guess.
Ryan Adams.
Ryan Adams. Yeah, Dylan. Everyone says Dylan or the Beatles.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's. I'm afraid to even say names because then I feel like I'm like, oh yeah, I'm trying to be like Ryan Adams, Dylan.
That's what I'm saying. I don't like to.
I mean,
say
it's just like I don't know. Everybody,
Who do you listen to is what I want to know.
I listen to all sorts of different stuff. Mostly, just like the only time that I have to listen to stuff is just like clicking on MySpace real quick or something or. Are different,
And the best. Oh, I'm sorry. The best. I'll listen to this session and I'll pick out the best song that you guys play, the most clear, something like that. And I'll also put that track on my MySpace live.
Very cool.
Thank you.
I don't know if you saw the.
I hope there's a decent clear recording.
They definitely will be. As long as they don't hit red, we're all set.
Yeah.
And
you never quite know with.
Don't question my professionality. Once again, I'm getting on these jags, and I don't want to talk. I want to hear music. So I'm gonna play a song again. What song is this?
You Never Came Back? This is a song called Never Came Back. It's one of the singles that's getting some airplay from the Ever Changing Picture record.
You can actually download this one too. This is one of the ones you can download.
Yep.
Right now you're in New York City, trying to make your hair look pretty. I'm bad, it's cold outside, I just can't wonder why things got so messed up anyway. What wouldn't you do if I never came back? Would you keep on moving on and never leave? if I never came back, if I never came back. 3,000 miles away in Los Angeles, God knows how the hell I'm gonna handle this. Yeah, it might be warm outside, I just can't wonder why. Why I went and made the mess of anyway. Oh, what would you do if I never came back? Did you keep yourself clean and right on track? Oh, babe, if I never came back, if I never came back, if I never came back. It's not getting easier. It's not getting easier. What would you do if I never came back? What would you do if I never came back? What would you do? Keep yourself clean and right on dry. You want it all.
That was great, and that's on the MySpace, and that's also downloadable, and that's also on the album, The Ever-Changing Picture, which you can get in stores, like you said.
Virgin Megastore.
What about Newberry Comics? You have a lot of those around.
We just talked to Don Jakes the other day. It's a matter of them picking
up. How much is this, by the way, do you think?
On average, $11.99.
I think it's like $11.99 on average, something like that.
And there is how many tracks?
11.
11 tracks. That's a good deal, and... Let's see, and like I said, tonight you guys are playing at TT's, and then what else? You're playing it in Gloucester at the Rum Line. How was that?
It's very
place?
Cool.
You played
the
like
Rum
last
Line
Sunday,
is,
right?
It's like the movie The Perfect Storm, you know?
Yeah, that's where, like, that's where the...
It's got like this whole very creative music scene up there, a lot of musicians, a lot of talent, and a lot of people that love to go out and hear live music in Gloucester and in that whole Cape Ann North Shore area, so it's like...
That's literally where the movie was. Taken
it literally, yeah.
And I remember talking yesterday saying Jake was gonna come in. He couldn't get out of class, but he lives in Gloucester, and he actually played basketball with Clooney and Mark Wahlberg.
Oh really?
Yeah, he said Wahlberg throws elbows. So
Yeah, I guess these guys hang out at the Rum Line. I mean, they were here when they were in town when they did the Perfect Storm. It definitely immersed it's like a movie set at this place.
It's true.
It's hysterical. I mean,
and you're in town for a couple of days.
I live here.
You're in town, literally. You're living in town.
I'm here.
First local act in here. He's not really even local.
I'm just I'm renting out a studio down the street.
In fact, we're gonna move. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. No, we'll set up a cot.
Free rent.
We'll set up a cot, and then you'd have to play every single day, of course. But
we wouldn't have a problem. Can we offer you another song right now?
I would love to. Great. What song is this?
Earth and Feathers, maybe?
Earth and Feathers. One of my favorites.
All right. We'll send it over then.
Earth and Feathers. Fast for me, 'cause I don't know you better. Lying awake in a room filled with earth and feathers, I'm dying to see you. It's too many years, was never. I'm dying to speak about your plans to make the whole world better. And your move. On TV, the silence speak to me, 'cause I don't know what's clever. I'm dying awake in a room filled with earth and feathers. I'm dying to see you. Oh, it's too many years, was never. I'm dying to speak about your plans to make the whole world better than. And you're moving over with a right crowd. And you're hanging way on downtown. And you're paid on TV. That's right. Come on. And you're moving on with the right crowd. And you're way on downtown. And you're paid on TV.
Thank you very much. Now is we're almost out of time. We have 3 minutes left. Before you go, I just want to say, you know, thank you very much for coming. You
thank
guys
you,
are great.
Man.
And
thank
very big fan.
Yeah, man. That's,
huge fan.
Total,
We'll hang tonight.
Great. I hope so. You're playing once again TT's tonight.
TT's. The show's supposed to start exactly at 9:50, is what it says. But you know, I just get there at 9:30. Yeah. 9:30.
It's $8 to get in. You have to be 18.
Unless you're Justin.
Oh, wow.
Yours is on me, bro.
VIP. I feel nice right now. I'm in a good spot. But
even I speak.
Yeah. If you're at LaSalle, it's the Green Line to the to Park Street. Get onto the Red Line. It's three stops.
Central. And you're right there. Square. That's the.
Yeah, it's
red
central.
Line.
Right. And you have a couple more shows in Massachusetts. Do you want to plug those real quick?
I think I'm playing at the Burren.
Okay.
Over on in Davis Square, like next Monday, May 1st.
Yeah, and then you got Rum Line again, right?
And I'm playing I play at this place, the Bay Bridge Nightclub.
Yeah, I've seen that. I saw that.
In Salem, Mass. Like I do, you know, some solo songs and some stuff with band and.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's the whole thing. The whole North Shore area. There's just a lot of different stuff going on as far as place to play, but. But yeah, so we got the Middle East and the Paradise are
coming
up.
That's a big one, Middle East and Paradise.
Weeks.
That's going to be.
One in Somerville, too, which is a stop off the tee at the Good Time Emporium.
Okay.
You know about that when that comes up. That
yeah, keep in touch with all the dates. Yeah. I want to support you guys, definitely.
The Bird's Nest, you'll know.
That's right, the Bird's Nest. And the Rum Line at Gloucester, what, Sunday?
Sunday nights, yeah.
30th, yeah. So definitely check him out and go to his MySpace. MySpace/Brad Burr with a Y sound. Thank you very much for coming in. I'm going to play your CD off now and we're going to go. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks.